Welcome to Kindred Spirits. I'm David Freudberg. Our special guest today is James Dillett Freeman. I first met Jim in 1981 at a lovely, peaceful community in Missouri called Unity Village, which is the home of a century-old tradition of spiritual searching in America called simply Unity, which embraces people of all races and religions who wish to unite with God. Jim is a Unity minister. He is vice president of Unity School, which is based at Unity Village, Missouri. He's a well-known poet whose works have had the curious distinction of twice flying to the moon. As we covered on a previous program, Jim found that not one but two astronauts had, unbeknownst to him at the time, taken his inspiring verses on trips that they made to the moon as a sort of spiritual comfort. Probably the only poet who has that particular distinction. Jim, before we began today's recording, you and I were trying to identify exactly how to introduce you, and realized that there was a central theme that has sort of consumed your whole life. What's that?
Well, all my life I have tried, as I've said, to justify the ways of God to man. I've tried to answer this question. How is it possible for an intelligent human being in our time to believe in a God? He looks at the world and he sees all the things going on in it that go on in it, all kinds of acts of cruelty, not only human, but natural. And he has to wonder. I think almost all intelligent people wonder, is there a God? Is there some sort of a creator and some sort of a ruling force or a ruling person? Because most people, when they think of God, believe in a person. I don't particularly believe that. But is it possible to do this? And for myself, I've struggled with this, I suppose because I've had a lot of doubts. And so I've tried to answer those doubts. And I have written book after book and poem after poem and article after article, stories even, about that, to try to answer that question.
And what have you concluded? Is it possible? You're obviously an intelligent thinking being. Do you have faith in God?
I'm a believer. I feel, I say in one of these books, in the end, it depends on faith. It is an act of faith. You can decide either way. There are reasons not to believe. All you have to do is look around you. And there are reasons to believe. And you must decide which way you're going to go.